Hi everyone, welcome to episode 33 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host Tiki Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Going straight in, we hit 1,000 total plays, so yeah, that's really cool. We've been doing it since January, I can't remember the exact date, and yeah, 1,000 total plays, so it's amazing. And yeah, only one bit of news this week, and it is October Community Day, Duskull, the Rec Room, and Pokemon will be featured. It says, trainers. We're excited to announce that Duskull, the Rec Room, Pokemon will be featured during October's Community Day event. Date and time are Saturday, October 9th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Featured includes, so Duskull will be appearing more frequently in the wild. If you're lucky, you might even encounter a shiny one. Evolve Dusclops, Duskull's evolution during the event or up to 2 hours afterwards. Get a Dusclops that knows the charge attack Shadow Ball. To help you evolve your Dusclops into Dusclops, you'll be able to earn up to 4 Sinnoh Stones by completing 3 time restarts during Duskull Community Day. 30 Ultra Balls will be available in the shop at no cost. Be sure to pick them up during the event. Take a few snapshots during Community Day for a surprise. There'll be a special one-time purchase Community Day box available with 1,280 Pokecoins, featuring 50 Ultra Balls, 4 Incense, 4 Star Pieces, and Elite Charge TM. For $1 or the equivalent pricing tier in your local currency, you'll be able to access the Duskull Community or the Duskull Community Day exclusive special research story, Nothing Done About Duskull. Stay tuned for when tickets from the Nothing Done About Duskull special research story go live. And yeah, also please note that this special research story will not include an in-game medal. Bonuses are 3 times to catch Stardust since it's activated during the event will last for 3 hours, and all modules activated during the event will last for 3 hours. So yeah, that's pretty short, so it's definitely going to be a short episode. My only thoughts on this is I would have rathered a Litwick community day, but you know, it's still okay. But Litwick shiny is just super cool. Anyway, now to go on to the next section. Yep, now it's time for Poke Time, and this week we're going to be going over Duskull and its evolutions. So first, Duskull. Duskull is a Pokemon which appears to be a stylized personification of the Grim Reaper. This body is a black robe with 2 bones on its back, has a mask that resembles a skull, and has a single eye that floats between its eye sockets. Duskull is also able to become invisible and sneak on its prey and go through walls. Duskull is primarily a nocturnal Pokemon that has been shown to live in thick forests. It is said that the Pokemon will spirit away any disobedient children, as has been described to enjoy the crying of children. Once Duskull chooses a target, it will doggedly pursue the intended victim until the break of dawn. Now for Dusclops. Dusclops is a Pokemon with a roundish grey body with 2 stubby legs. Its body is hollow and can absorb anything, much like a black hole. It has a single red eye and 3 tooth-like projections. It has 2 wispy-like grey growths coming out of its shoulders and on the top of its head. Its light grey hands appear to be directly attached to its body. It will wave these hands to hypnotize its opponents and then force them to do as it wills. Duskull preys on drifting will-o'-the-wisp, stacking them into its body, and usually lives in thick forests. Now for the final one, Dusknoir. Dusknoir is a primarily black Pokemon that somewhat resembles a Cyclops. Its cylindrical head is light grey, with a single eye that has a yellow iris and a red pupil. Its eyes resembles a smiling mouth, with a red eye being its tongue. There's a yellow band near the top of its head, and a short yellow antenna with a disc-shaped tip extends from its on top. 6 flat projections extend from the base of its neck, surrounding its head, resembling an upturned collar. Dusknoir has well-developed arms with 2 yellow bands near its wrists and large grey hands. On the front of its torso, there are 2 almond-shaped markings, and on its back are 2 circular markings. Both sets of markings resemble eyes. A yellow band encircles its body, zigzagging along the front and forming a long curve around the back. It has a wispy tail in front of it, tail in place of feet. The antenna on Dusknoir's head allows it to receive transmissions from the spirit world, which tells it to bring people there. It is unknown if Dusknoir has a will of its own, or if it is forced to follow the bidding of the transmissions it receives. However, the anime has also shown it is protecting people from being taken to the spirit world. The band on its body can open, similar to a mouth. Dusknoir is capable of using its belly to mouth to swallow a target whole. It also uses its ability to take spirits in its body and carry them home as it travels to unknown places. Dusknoir only consumes spectral essence, leaving only the empty remains of living beings untouched. So, for the better moveset, I'm only going to be doing Dusclops and Dusknoir, since Dusclops pretty much greatly in Dusknoir for everything else. So Dusclops is a ghost type Pokemon that's vulnerable to ghost and dark, which do 160% damage, and resistant to poison, bug, normal, and fighting. Poison and bug deal 63% damage, and normal fighting deal 39% damage. Best moveset for the Dusclops for offense is Hex and Return, defense Hex and Fire Punch. All moves it can learn are Feint Attack and Hex for fast moves, and main moves Ice Punch, Shadow Punch, Fire Punch, Frustration, and Return. So the best Pokemon to counter Dusclops is Chandelure, Gengar, and yeah, basically just a bunch of Gengars and maybe Darkrai. Base stats for Dusclops is Attack 124, Defense 234, and Stamina 120. Max CP for level 15 is 682, level 20 909, level 30 1364, level 40 1591. So max CP with weather boost for level 25 is 1136, level 35 1478, max HP for level 40 is 106. The height is 1.6 meters and the weight is 30.6 kilograms. Base capture rate 20%, base speed rate 7%, and body walk distance 3 kilometers. Now for Dusk Noir. So it has the same resistance and weaknesses. The best moveset for Dusk Noir is the same for offense and defense, which is Hex and Psychic. All moves it can learn for quick moves are Astonish and Hex, and main moves it can learn are Dark Pulse, Ominous Wind, Psychic, Frustration, and Return. Basically, the best counters are the same as Dusclops, and the base stats are Attack 180, Defense 254, Stamina 128. This is kind of off topic, but whenever I think of Dusclops, I think of Vatting a Shadow Grunt and using just throwing bubbles at me. I'm pretty sure it uses Bubble Beam for its fast attack. Sometimes I really can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it isn't, but for some reason, I think it might be a visual glitch or I might be seeing it wrong, but whenever a Shadow Grunt is using Dusk Noir, like bubbles, for its attack it uses bubbles, but I don't know. Max CP for level 15 is 1023, level 20, 1364, level 30, 2047, level 40, 2388. Max CP with the weather boost for level 25 is 1706, and level 35, 2218. Max HP for level 40 is 113, height is 2.2 meters, and weight is 106.6 kilograms. Base capture rate is 10%, base free rate 5%, and body walk distance 3 kilometers. Now it's time for tip of the week, and this week it is not really a tip, or kind of a tip, it's just more of a like reminder. So as you know, Oshawa Community Day is coming really close, and what you need to do, well, what I do is basically get rid of my Nana Berries because no one uses them. Maybe get rid of a few Pokeballs and keep Great Balls and Ultra Balls. Basically, just accept loads of gifts from friends and try and get a bunch of Pineapple Berries. So you get as much candy and basically use that for every community day pretty much. And whenever you get a Nana Berry, instead of like scrapping it instantly, if you have any Pokeball in gyms, go and feed them and you get like quite minimal XP, but still, not XP, Stardust I mean, but still some Stardust, and it's better than just getting nothing from it. So yeah, that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening this far, and thanks for 1,000 listens. So I'm still really happy about that, and yeah, thanks for listening this far. See you next week, and goodbye from TK Muffin.